Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Confessions of a Unicorn Founder Obsession, Greed. And The Brutal Truth Behind Chasing the Startup Dream by Ron and Cohen is a narrative-driven business memoir that uses personal experience to challenge the glossy mythology of startup success. Drawing on Cohen's background as a serial entrepreneur who has built companies from early stages through major outcomes, the book focuses less on step-by-step playbooks and more on the psychological and ethical realities that sit behind growth stories, fundraising headlines, and confident public personas. Its purpose is to pull readers behind the curtain of founder life and show what can happen when ambition hardens into obsession and when the pursuit of the next milestone overrides health, relationships, and judgment. Rather than celebrating hustle culture, it highlights the hidden costs of constant performance and the pressures that can lead to burnout, conflict, and compromised values. The result is a candid look at the startup ecosystem aimed at founders, operators, and anyone drawn to the promise of building something huge. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the hidden personal cost of chasing startup milestones. A central theme is that startup success often carries a private price that does not appear in press releases or victory lap posts. Cohen frames the founder journey as emotionally demanding, where each achievement can create a new baseline rather than satisfaction. The book emphasizes how a drive for just a little bit more can turn into a cycle of relentless pursuit, making rest feel like weakness and slowing down feel like falling behind. This cost shows up in stress, strained relationships, and an ongoing sense that you're only as good as your latest metric. By focusing on lived experience rather than theory, the narrative helps readers recognize early warning signs of unhealthy intensity and the ways founders rationalize extremes in the name of vision. The takeaway is not that ambition is bad, but that unchecked ambition can quietly reorganize a person's life around external validation. For readers inside startups, it offers language for experiences that are often normalized, and it encourages a more realistic understanding of what the work can demand over time. Secondly, fake it till you make it and the pressure to perform confidence. The book directly challenges the startup world's comfort with performance as a strategy. Cohen critiques the culture that rewards confidence displays even when fundamentals are uncertain, and he describes how polished narratives can hide chaos, anxiety, and unresolved problems. This is not presented as a simple moral complaint, but as a structural incentive issue founders, executives, and teams often feel they must project certainty to attract talent, secure funding, or maintain momentum. The result can be a widening gap between internal reality and external messaging, which increases stress and can distort decision-making. By pulling back the curtain on how image management operates in high-stakes environments, the book invites readers to ask when storytelling supports execution and when it becomes self-deception. The practical value is a clear review of how performative confidence can shape company behavior, including communication habits, risk-taking, and internal trust. It also highlights how such dynamics can make honest conversations harder, especially when people fear that transparency will be interpreted as weakness. Thirdly, burnout as a predictable outcome of obsession-driven leadership. Cohen treats burnout not as a personal failure but as a foreseeable consequence of systems that glorify constant urgency. The narrative underscores how founders and early employees can become trapped in an always-on mode, where adrenaline substitutes for strategy and long hours become an identity. The book explores how obsession can initially look like commitment and leadership, yet gradually erode judgment, patience, and empathy. When everything feels existential, teams may normalize crisis behavior and accept unhealthy trade-offs as the cost of building something meaningful. By highlighting burnout alongside the allure of winning, the book helps readers distinguish between disciplined intensity and self-destructive overextension. A key lesson is that the founder state is not only personal, it is contagious the way leaders model boundaries, recovery, and decision pacing influences organizational health. The emphasis on the emotional reality of the work makes the topic especially relevant for founders who assume they can endure indefinitely. It pushes readers to consider sustainability as a competitive advantage, not a luxury. Fourthly, greed, incentives, and ethical drift inside the startup ecosystem. Another major topic is how money, status, and competitive pressure can bend values over time. The book examines greed less as a caricature and more as a gradual process, where incentives reward escalation, higher valuations, bigger rounds, louder narratives, and ever-expanding targets. In such an environment, ethical drift can happen when leaders justify questionable choices as necessary for survival or as temporary compromises before future success. Cohen's insider perspective focuses on the tension between building a real product and building an attractive story, and on how that tension can shape decisions about people, promises, and accountability. the theme resonates because it recognizes that many actors, including founders, investors, and executives, respond to the same pressures even when their stated goals are noble. Readers are encouraged to think more clearly about alignment, what a company claims to prioritize versus what it truly optimizes for. The takeaway is an invitation to examine incentives early, because once a growth narrative takes hold, it becomes harder to reverse course without reputational and emotional cost. Lastly, the founder as narrator, why raw storytelling can teach what frameworks miss. Confessions of a Unicorn Founder stands out by leaning into confession and story rather than presenting a neat methodology. Cohen uses a fast-moving, candid narrative approach to show how decisions feel in real time, including uncertainty, fear, ego, and the desire to appear in control. This matters because many startup books focus on models and best practices that imply a clean sequence, while lived entrepreneurship often unfolds as imperfect choices under pressure. So, the book's value comes from capturing the messy human layer that sits beneath strategies and metrics. By foregrounding emotions, relationships, and identity, it helps readers understand why smart people make avoidable mistakes and why good intentions can lead to damaging outcomes. For aspiring founders, this approach can be more instructive than prescriptive advice because it prepares them for ambiguity and psychological strain. For experienced operators, it can validate experiences that are rarely discussed openly. The broader lesson is that narrative can transmit judgment, context, and caution in ways that bullet point frameworks often cannot. In conclusion, Confessions of a Unicorn Founder is best suited for founders, startup employees, investors, and ambitious builders who want a more realistic picture of the terrain behind unicorn narratives. Readers looking for a step-by-step manual may find it less procedural than classic business guides. But those seeking hard-earned perspective will gain practical clarity about pressures that shape choices in high-growth companies. The book helps readers anticipate the emotional cost of always chasing the next milestone, recognize how performance culture and fake-it-till-you-make-it habits can damage trust, and understand how burnout and ethical drift emerge from incentives rather than isolated bad actors. Its strongest benefit is psychological. It gives language to the hidden experiences many people feel in startups but rarely admit, and it encourages more intentional decision-making around boundaries, honesty, and values. Compared with books that celebrate hustle and highlight only wins, Cohen's work positions itself as an insider corrective, using storytelling to surface what glossy success stories omit. That candid stance, paired with the founder's first-hand view of building companies at scale, is what makes it stand out in the entrepreneurship category. If you would like to support Ra'an and Cohen, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.